I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis with unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backwards.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen. The side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very pleased to have my next guest with me. His background, he is currently with the Center for Security Policy. He is in charge of their overall relationships, dealing with anti-Semitism and dealing with Israel and the Israeli relationship with the United States. His background is as an advisor. He's been an advisor to several administrations with regards to Israel, has made many, many, many trips over to Israel, and is a leading expert in the Middle East and Middle East policy. And it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. David Wormser to the program. Dr. Wormser, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, it's great to be with you.
Well, it's always my pleasure to have you with me. Lots for us to unpack right now, especially with the election situation going on. And, you know, the story, and I guess why don't we just jump right into this one, because the story, relative to, Kanye West and that whole situation, you know, my initial reaction to it was, is, you know, this should just kind of fall out of the headlines. It's not, it's just did not appear to me to be a story that was going to gain, you know, a great deal of traction. You have an entertainer who has made some comments or some statements, and subsequently, you know, obviously they are, they're misguided, I guess would be one way of, yeah, of suggesting them.
Right.
And so that was my initial thought was, is these misguided statements are just going to go away. And now Kyrie Irving has been suspended, and he kind of jumped into that fray a little bit. And you have Louis Farrakhan who jumped into the fray, but you have individuals who are buying into some of this. Give me your impressions about this situation, if you would, please, sir.
There's so many. First of all, I mean, there's this sort of pile-on on Kanye West, which, you know, what he said was awful, and he should be condemned for it. But there's an attempt by the left to try to change the subject. If you suddenly see Ilhan Omar out there condemning anti-Semitism of Kanye West, or some of these other progressives who've been anti-Semitic, who've done anti-Semitic things, who've some of which, like, for example, Al Sharpton, actually incited a mob that killed a Jew, lynched him. So these are people with blood on their hands who are suddenly condemning anti-Semitism. It's they see political traction. It's about attacking the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, I think that what Kanye West's thing did was to reveal something which is on the left as much or even more on the right than on the right, but it's really a left-right problem altogether, which is the Black Hebrew of Israel, BHI. There's this mythology that's emerging that is incredibly hostile to the Jewish people. It has not only replacement theology, which is that the Jews didn't really exist, we're just white Europeans that were converted into a made-up religion, Judaism. The true Jews are the blacks because Jesus was black and so forth. You also see this with sort of the claiming of Jesus as black, which You know, historically, it really doesn't add up. We know what the ethnicity was of people in that region at that time, and we've DNA, we have everything. And the Jews are the Jews. I mean, there's really no way around it. The second part of that mythology is that somehow the Jews were the instrumental factor in the slave trade, which couldn't be the furthest from the truth. The Jews were totally disempowered and poor as can be during the height of the slave trade. They really had nothing to do with the slave trade. The Muslims were the core traders of the slaves, not the Jews. And other black African tribes. I mean, often it was a defeated black African tribe that was sold into slavery by other tribes. So this whole mythology of the Jews. And then third, that the Jews were somehow deeply involved in suppressing structurally the black community in the 60s, again, couldn't be the furthest from the truth. The Jews were among the front line, were actually way disproportionately members of the front line for the civil rights movement.
Well, David Horowitz, as an example, David Horowitz was a part of the Black Panthers. And would have remained a part of the Black Panthers until he found out that the Black Panthers were not who they said they were and were engaged in the same kind of ridiculous behavior that is the hypocrisy that we found in BLM.
Correct. And also, you remember the famous lynching of the three civil rights workers in the South in the 60s. Two of them were Jews, the third was black. So you had them at the front line. This is all an invented history to try to justify hatred of Jews in the black community, mixed with the modern stuff that Jews are landlord owners and they're throwing the blacks out and making them homeless. So this is a progressive anti-Semitic assault that unfortunately some people like Kanye from the right have bought into, and they should be told this is wrong.
Right, right. Just simply to be educated on what the actual facts are and the real founding of this, you know, of this whole idea that does not have any basis in any actual historical truth.
Correct. Correct. It really has no foundation. The slave trade had nothing to do with the Jews. The ancient Israelites are exactly who we know they were. Jesus was exactly who we know he was. There's just no way around that. We have archaeological DNA. We have evidence that there's just no foundation in fact to challenge
right.
that.
Well, and you have, you know, very, very similarly to other cult belief systems, you have leaders who claim to have had visions that claim are new revelations that were given to them. And folks, this is where foundings are. You know, it's one thing, I can just tell you, as somebody who has had the near-death experiences, who has been through all of that, you know, the message that I bring back regarding my faith, regarding my belief in Yeshua, is that there is great power in the name of Yeshua. Well, that's not anything new. Okay, that is something that is expounded in Scripture, both Old and New Testament, by the way, because in traditional Judaism, the Messiah is recognized as the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. And obviously, there would be a significant reverence and understanding as to the power and authority of the Son of God, whether you're Jew or whether you're Christian. Whether you accept that Jesus was that guy or not, it doesn't change the message. That's my point, David.
Yeah, no, exactly. 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 Look, we've seen it before. Hitler claimed that Jesus wasn't Jewish originally. He claimed he was the bastard son of a Roman soldier. being secular, but he didn't want to give the Jews even the history of Jesus.
Well, so, and the Catholic Church at one point, you know, ran around trying to create division by suggesting that, you know, we should hate the Jewish people because the Jews are the ones that crucified Christ or called for his crucifixion. But then what are we doing? We're taking away the reality. And the reality is, as Jesus said, for this I was born. It didn't matter whether it was the Jews or the Romans. The problem is the sin of man. That is yeah. the true basis of the Christian doctrine is, why was Jesus Christ and his sacrifice necessary? Even in the Old Testament, the Messiah is going to have to be sacrificed some way, somehow, lay down his life, shed his blood. Why? Because of the sin of man. Period, end of story. Not one group of men, not one particular race of people. All of mankind is responsible for the sin of the world entered in through Adam and Eve that has caused the necessity for the sacrifice of the Messiah. As again, as a Christian, I believe that that has happened for a traditional Jewish worldview. It has not yet happened, and that really is our major, that's our difference.
Correct, correct. We basically are grounded to the same foundation.
Yeah.
But that's the difference, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I just, folks, it's important we cover this, and I believe, I'm going to tell you what I said earlier in the program. There is a reason for the timing of this, and I don't point a finger again at Kanye, and I'm glad you said what you said, because, you know, we need to not victimize Kanye West. I believe Kanye has a good heart, and I believe he wants to do the right thing, and so on. The issue is that there are greater powers in existence, and they see that they are losing the minority vote, they're losing the black vote, and how better to gain it back than right before the election put something in there, kind of an October surprise. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And let me see if I got that. There we go. My very special guest, David Wormser, Center for Security Policy, and an expert really in the area of the Middle East, but also an expert in the area of Jewish history. And we've spent a lot of our time with him in the past unpacking the Jewish history, because it's important to understand the Jewish history to understand, you know, the Palestinian effort to, you know, which is to the sea, which is literally to wipe out modern day Israel, and the efforts of all of those in that region to try to do the very same thing, understanding the founding and the formation. And I had one of the gentlemen, I can't remember Robert's last name right now. I may think of it as we're doing it. But his dad actually was one of the people who was responsible for helping to pay for the ship that brought the Jewish people to the land of Israel back in 1948. And I had him on the show, I don't know, 6 months, maybe 9 months ago, for an entire hour, explaining as a child sitting at his kitchen table with what is her name, the woman who was the first prime minister,
Golda Meir.
Yes, or? Golda Meir. Yeah, sitting at his kitchen table with Golda Meir, listening to his father as they strategized how they were going to, you know, basically deliver the nation of Israel.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's an amazing story. Amazing.
It really is. I mean, it really is. People that sit there and they're like, well, no, you know, it's not. I mean, look, you've got Jews in New York, quote unquote, and I'm going to use quotations, okay? Jews in New York who are like, oh, no, that Israel's illegitimate. It's amazing. Yeah, anyway.
Where do they think the name Jew comes from? It comes from Judea.
Yeah.
So if you don't believe in Judea, then what are you?
There you go.
But this is the attack on history. We saw it with the burning of statues. This is the progressive strategy, which is to destroy history so that you take away people's soul. History is a nation's soul. It's what Abraham Lincoln described as the mystic bonds that tie us together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
They want to destroy our history to destroy those bonds. so that they can recreate their own radical structure.
Right, and so they can rewrite it. I was explaining that in the last segment, in a portion of what I was talking about relative to the changing of translation and the attack and the assault on the translation of the Bible, and a perversion that was brought about out of Alexandria that Paul even writes about. He talks about the perversion in Alexandria and the damage that it was doing way back when, and now we have it brought forward out of Westcott Hort, which was originally identified as heretical writing, and you get people that say, well, but I've got the Greek dictionary, and my first response to that is, which Greek dictionary are you actually looking at? Do you even realize that there is a Greek dictionary out there that was literally created out of thin air by a couple of heretics?
Yeah, that's quite true. Look, I mean, the history is the bottom line, and we can go through piece by piece, but you see piece by piece being assaulted, mangled, distorted, and perverted into the opposite of what it was in, what it was.
Right.
Even the word Palestine. I mean, the way it's being used these days, it's an astonishing ahistorical inversion of the truth.
Yeah, it's really extremely interesting to understand, again, the perversion of it and how it ties into the ideologies that we are fighting against, the communist anti-God ideology, the globalist ideology, where they need to change what history says, the one world government. I saw something online this morning. I think it was put up on a TikTok or on one or a reel or something along that line. But it was something that Alex Jones said back in 2002, where he talked about, you know, the trans world globalist order. He talked about vaccines. He talked about health. I mean, all these things that we're seeing now, he was saying, look, this stuff is happening. In 2002, they were laying the groundwork for this. My friend Patrick Wood would suggest that it goes back to the 1890s. I know you can talk about it going back even further than that. when you stop and look at, again, the breakdown. And I've almost talked us into the break. But really quickly, David, what are we going to learn on the other side of the break about what's going on in the Middle East right now?
Well, I think you have two big events. One is the ongoing Iranian revolution. And the second one is the massive shift in Israel and the elections that just were there last Tuesday. They had their elections on Tuesday, too, but last Tuesday.
Okay.
And it turned rightwards.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting, and I'll have David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, should be on with us tomorrow morning to talk more about that. But we're going to get into that with Dr. David right now. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. David Worms, your director of the Project on Global Anti-Semitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship with the Center for Security Policy. And he has just got an amazing background, and he specializes in geopolitical risk analysis and mitigation for infrastructure, high-tech, defense, and financial firms from the United States, Japan, and India, all navigating in Israel through his organization, his company, which is Delphi Global Analysis Group, LLC. So, David, let's get into the two major issues here. We have the Iranian revolution that is taking place. And that's issue number one. And then the second issue is the shift now as a result of this past Tuesday's election in Israel that has ushered back in the conservative branch of the Israeli party, political party.
Absolutely. I mean, starting with Iran. The uprising, revolution, revolt, whatever you want to call it, goes on. The regime, about this time last week, it was really Friday, I believe, put forth an ultimatum to its population, basically saying, okay, you had your fun in the sun uprising, demonstrating, revolting, etc., but this stops now. You don't come back to the street. This is over now, and we will take appropriate measures, read immense threat, if you do. So what happened? The Iranian people rioted even more.
Wow.
More people have turned out on the streets than were before. They're angrier. They're louder. And most importantly, they're more violent. They're now cornering regime forces, disarming them, beating them up, killing them in some cases. And then on top of it all, you started seeing live fire being used. Of course, if weapons begin to fall into the hands of the uprising, then they use them. So what you're beginning to see is weapons being used. Two Ayatollahs were killed on Thursday last week. We have a number of shootings of regime types. So you're seeing the whole thing turn the corner. And, of course, when a regime says, that's it, we are now going to crack down, and they fail, that's impotence. And in the Middle East, if you display that sort of impotence, you're done. So I think what you're seeing now is the beginning of the real end of this regime in Iran.
Wow.
With huge implications. I was already struck that this round is much different than previous rounds of upheaval.
Right.
And I was thinking, and I dared beginning to hope, that this is the end of this awful government there. But now I'm beginning to think seriously, this is not. This cannot be put back into the bottle anymore. This regime really cannot get control of the situation anymore, which means people are going to start putting their fingers up in the wind and making a decision, and then you're going to start seeing accelerating defection of maybe army forces, et cetera, et cetera. So this now is beginning to snowball and become more violent.
And the violence predominantly is coming from the government forces, right? The IRGC.
Yes, from the start, the government was very violent. We've already had over 100 kids killed by this government, some as young as 8 years old, for things like not showing their hair and so forth. This government is incredibly violent.
Yeah.
Incredibly brutal. I don't want to go on air what sort of things they do, but they are, if nothing, geniuses in sadism. So obviously, they, you know, shooting demonstrators, et cetera, at point blank, has led now to the realization among the, opposition, that we can't play nice anymore. We gotta fight back. By the way, I think this is a pretty good, case to be made for the Second Amendment right here. that tyranny would not have gotten very far in Iran had there been an armed population. But nevertheless,
I'm going to argue back though that we're watching mass tyranny right here in our own United States, and it seems to be happening with little more than a whimper.
Look
at the criminals being released into the street, lawlessness taking place, businesses having to shut down in city centers, open borders. They're still talking about mandates here, and now the as I understand it, the CDC just voted that they are going to make this child vaccination of a vaccine that has been proven to cause problems, and not just proven to cause problems, but in addition to that, they now have created a new category called SAD, which is sudden adult death syndrome. And yet they're pushing this and have handed the manufacturers immunity, which makes no logical sense. So, but I hear what you're saying, that at some point, and they are coming after our guns here in the United States.
Well, yeah, and because a government does fear its people if it's armed, and that,
yes.
that's, you know, there needs to be law and order. One can't just decide I'm no longer part of the United States and attack the government. But at the same time, the government should understand that it's a, that, you know, it's in our Declaration of Independence. People need to read the Declaration of Independence.
Hear, hear.
It is a legal document, not just for our independence, but it was going to be the case that the defendants would make in a court in Britain if we had failed in the revolution, saying why they did it. So people need to read that as a legal document that justifies the uprising.
Right.
The I don't want to use the word uprising because it's been so abused. The independence, the War of Independence.
Right.
So now in Iran, you know, you have government shooting and shooting and shooting. I said about over 100 kids.
Yes.
We've had over 300 killed, period. My bet is the number is astronomically higher. That's all we know about.
Right.
So you have a government literally turning all its force on the people against the people. And the people are entirely unable to defend themselves, although now they're beginning to capture weapons. And I,
yeah.
I believe there's some forces out there beginning to funnel some weapons to them, too.
Yeah. Well, look at that poor young girl that was, you know, that was that was killed. You know, the young student that was murdered, you know, simply for removing her hairdressing.
Yeah, that's Nika Shakarami. And then before that was Mahsa Amini, who started all this when she was killed. Just because a little bit of her hair was showing. She was wearing the veil.
Right.
So a little bit of her hair was showing and she was killed for it. I mean, imagine living in a country where there's essentially a death penalty for showing your hair.
Well, and you know, you talk about, you know, a woman and whether or not they're going to have any form of rights in a situation where, you know, where those women don't. I mean, you know, they're very limited in what kind of an education can they have and how much knowledge are they allowed to possess and so on. I mean, it's a... There's no freedom there, folks.
Yeah. And, you know, continuing with the theme of the day about history.
Yes.
The first assault of this regime in Iran was to assault Iranian history, to erase it, make it illegal to teach it, celebrate it, study it. So Iranian history has tremendous richness to it. And there's a lot to work with that the West can be aligned with. We forget that if you read the Old Testament, read the last paragraphs of the Old Testament, they praise Cyrus because Cyrus freed the Jews and then opened up the coffers of the Persian Empire to help rebuild the temple in the 5th century B.C.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have these geostrategic relationships with the Persia. Yes, we also have the Greek-Persian War, but the bottom line is plenty of history. There's plenty of history. These were integrated cultures. These cultures were interacting, and our heritage is that interaction in part.
Right.
So we can, you know, when they reclaim it, we reclaim part of our own history. But that history is what the Iranian government had to erase in order to create a totalitarian radical government that had a religious overlay, but was the same form as communism, as Robespierre and the French Revolution, as is modern progressivism, which is why he had such a progressive foreign policy of, you know.
Well, and it's the reason, and I think it's the reason, David, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think it's the reason, too, why there is such close parallelisms between this Islamic totalitarianism nations and communist countries being able to work together. The alignment of the triad of the CCP in China and Putin and Iran, you know, the only way that it makes sense is if they have a similar ideology as it relates to the total control of their populace. And that really is at the end of the day, that's the bottom line.
Absolutely. For those out there who are wonks of history or philosophy, this is Plato's philosopher king. And it's the same in Stalin, Khomeini in Iran, Xi in China.
Yeah.
they're all the philosopher king. It's the foundation.
And Putin now.
Totalitarian.
Yeah, Putin now, you know, having stepped in where Stalin once was. But, yeah. but you know, well, we'll talk about this coming out of the break. We're going to take a break. Back with more Chun Generation Radio coming up.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. And Dr. Wormser, of course, is the director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship for the Center for Security Policy. David, so let's continue that conversation we were having about the history, and in particular about Iran and what's happening there. And then I'd like to get into, if we could, kind of make the connection as it relates to the election that just took place in Israel, where it looks like the Conservative Party just kind of swept back in.
Yeah, can you say that again? I lost you there for a second.
Oh, no, that's okay. All right. So I was saying, can we get some more conversation about the history of Iran and what's taking place there, and then the connectivity, I guess, really with that situation and the political shift that just took place that swept the conservatives back into power in Israel?
Sure. So we talked about the Iranian Revolution and what's going on there.
Yeah.
And what's happening is that the sense of threat that the Iranian government has posed on so many different levels,
okay,
along with, frankly, the weakness that the United States has shown Iran and so forth, created such a climate of insecurity in Israel that it led to a pretty significant rightward shift. And more than rightward shift, it isn't just that the right half won the election. It's the right half shifted its own internal composition. The right half of the right half gained a lot of seats. It went up from a few seats up to almost 15 seats in a 120-person parliament. So they gained like 17% of the vote or so. I mean, sorry, about 13% of the vote.
You're coming in really, really distant. It sounds like you've changed microphones or so. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
There. Yeah, is that any better?
It's a little bit better, yeah.
Yeah. So what happened is that the Israeli government that was elected is not only the right bloc to the right, but the content of it is further to the right, and there's no he doesn't need to form a coalition with leftist or left-center parties in order to form a government.
Okay.
So at this point, Prime Minister Netanyahu has a pretty strong rightward direction to it. And I don't like projecting American politics onto Israel, but to some extent there is a parallel here, is that the left and left policies have left such a state of insecurity and lawlessness and lack of control of the streets, an assault on the foundations of the religion, of society, that it's bred a reaction. I think one of the most interesting things about this parliament that was just elected is, and this will show you the big divide between the Israeli Jewish community, American Jewish community. There's a progressive party in Israel, which was wiped out, didn't get a single seat. There's the Labor Socialist Party, which founded the state, defined and monopolized the state of Israel for its first 30 years, has won its representation by 0.2% of the vote. 0.2% of the vote. In other words, they're in parliament by the skin of their teeth.
Okay.
So the entire left, socialist, progressive, Jewish half of the spectrum in Israel has been totally wiped out. What you have left are free market center-left parties. So the American Jewish community, unfortunately, has a significant progressive element and a significant sort of soft socialist element. So they're angry at Israel because
the same shift that we anticipate may well happen here in our country, the quote unquote red wave, which I think is the people's response to the same kinds of issues that we're having here, the lawlessness and the open borders and so on. I want to shift to Israel, though, real quick, because one of the things you and I have talked about was how dangerous things became at the Temple Mount. Israelis were at one point banned from being able to go to one of their most holy places, and even after it was opened and they did go back, there were shootings that took place up there. And this all happened after the conservatives temporarily lost power and the progressives were in charge. Is that not correct?
I think it's mostly correct.
Okay.
There were some things already before.
Okay.
Because the current government the right wing party, the Likud, under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, 4 or 5 years ago had a centrist center left
shifted. Okay.
Coalition.
Okay.
Yeah. So he had to sort of give in, and otherwise he politically fall and so forth. So what you saw was first of all, yes, the Muslim authority, and the Muslim authority runs the Temple Mount.
Okay.
The Israelis, after the 1967 war, when they took the Temple Mount back, did not disband the Muslim authority that ran it, the Waqf. So the Waqf runs the Temple Mount almost in a sovereign way. And they were arming. They were allowing this Temple Mount to become a stockpile for weaponry that was then used for terrorism. Number one. Number two, Jews and Christians are not allowed to go on the Temple Mount with a Bible in their hands. They're not allowed to bring materials that connect the Temple Mount to either ancient Judaism or to ancient Christianity. They are not allowed to pray. Obviously, they can't do anything if you pray in your head, but if you verbalize prayer, they will forcibly remove you and block you. And then on top of it all, they used administrative means to make it all but extremely difficult to visit the Temple Mount. It was only open for a few hours. It opened late, closed early. You had to dress certain ways. They didn't like the way you dressed. You wouldn't go. It was such a restrictive environment. So this is a situation that's creating tremendous tension. It's going to give. And the give is, in the last half year, you've seen Jews go up there, and some Christians as well, to push the envelope, to force the issue. They're not praying, not with books. They're not
right.
They're not loudly praying, but they're up there in numbers, and it's causing more and more tension because the status quo, which was where Jews and Christians could go up fairly easily 40 years ago, right after Israel took the Temple Mount in the first 10, 20 years, there is no status quo. It's gone more and more on the Muslim side. So what you're seeing is a restoration of the older status quo.
It's interesting. I'm sorry, folks. I'm listening to you, David, very intently, but I was looking for, there's a particular scripture that I had recently quoted that was Paul talking about the sacrifices that were made by the pagans to their idols, and correlating that, you know, you can't go and sit down at the table of the devil and drink of the devil's blood, okay, and then also claim that you're serving the Lord. And this is the problem with these, you know, ecumenical and centrist concepts, okay? Christians can align themselves with traditional valued Jewish people because we both believe in and follow the same God, and we both believe in and follow the same laws, the same rules, the same ideologies. Okay? What we can't do is align ourselves with this progressive liberal ideology.
No.
We can't embrace that. We've run out of time. We never have enough time. But I appreciate Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. We covered a lot of ground. I hope you'll re-listen to what we shared when it comes up in the podcast, because we really covered a great deal of ground today, from the Black Hebrew Nationalist Movement and understanding the history of that, to the history of Palestine, to the issues that are happening in Iran, and to the election in Israel as well. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio tomorrow. We'll kick things off talking about the border with Sheena, and then we'll have the former mayor of Shiloh, David Rubin will be with us tomorrow in the program. We'll have some more spiritual warfare. We'll talk with David Lowry, and we'll talk with Matt Long. Lots coming up tomorrow. Don't miss it. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And remember, at the end of the day, let's do our part. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.